Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think this one, when we get this one, completely changed the atmosphere around, you know, the team. So I think this is a big one for us, and we have to go ahead and secure this, go into the bye week, recover, get some guys back, and then, you know, go into these next weeks knowing that, you know, the pretty much all playoff games.
But I want to get our next guest's take on those comments by Miles, and he joins us every single Friday at 3:20. We're going to get into a cacophony of Browns topics here with Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I'm out on the golf course today, fellas, so it's an absolute beautiful Friday.
How are we swinging it today?
I'm doing solid right now. I collapsed on 10 a little bit there. I was home in 3, and it didn't go too well after that. But we're still here fighting to break 100 today.
What is more abundant with you on the golf course? Because I think you can guess which one is for me. F-bombs or adult Pepsis?
A little bit of both. I could write a book on sayings that I have. I love golf because all it takes is one good shot, and I'm going to book the next one. I'm coming back.
One of my cabin boys, one of my best buddies in the entire world, my buddy Jeremy, can usually guess when I'm going to fling. Probably an iron. I've occasionally thrown a driver, but mostly maybe the hybrid. But yeah, there's our first outing every year is leading into the cabin between me and Jeremy, and there's at least one golf club thrown per 18 holes. I don't know if you can relate to that in any way.
We can relate. We are cart mates. I've thrown plenty of clubs. I threw one yesterday, and I'm trying to do my best not to throw one today.
I'm proud of you. Pink, did you hear the Miles cut when he said, when we win on Sunday?
I love everything about it. I'm okay with that.
Do you consider it a win guarantee, or is he just projecting confidence?
He's projecting confidence. That win last week, it means nothing if we lose this game going into the bye. So I'm okay with him saying that. I'm comfortable with it. I hope it brings the locker room together, and we go out here and get a big one on Sunday.
So I think with that, Pink, I think you might have just answered it there, but what did the Ravens win do for your opinion of this Browns team?
It's just a boost. We needed a win. We were in a bad spot. We needed a win for the locker room, for the team. I've never seen Coach Stefanski that animated after a win, so you know it was huge. I love it. It was a big win over a division rival, and it's a good win.
So with all that, and Jason Pinkston joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Jameis Winston, 300-plus yards, multiple touchdowns, Browns get the win over the Ravens, and I know a lot of fans like him because of that. I also think there's a fair amount of people, including the national media, that like Jameis because he's not Deshaun. Do you think that very fact, whether the Browns win or lose or not on any given Sunday, do you think the he's not Deshaun goodwill vibes last for Jameis?
You know, I try not to worry about that, Nick. You know, Jameis is Jameis. I love his pregame, postgame interviews. I love them since Florida State. I think he's a different kind of quarterback. I love what he's doing. I'm just excited that we got a win. I'm looking forward to the team keeping things rolling forward the way they are right now, going into a bye week. And, you know, in regards to your question, you know, I think you're going to have that, you know, they're going to favor Jameis over Deshaun because of all the off-the-field issues that he's had. But I'm just looking for wins for the team and for the city, give the fans something to cheer about, make things exciting again on Sundays.
While we're talking about the Browns-Chargers game on Sunday, there's the Jim Harbaugh stuff. There is, can the Browns win another game? Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about it all in their podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops. Subscribe to the podcast now at 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So let me ask you, How much of your enjoyment of Jameis is that he's not Deshaun?
It doesn't bother me, man. I think Deshaun is a good quarterback, and the things that he has going on off the field, that's his own issues. I'm not going to judge him for that. You know, we know what it is, and we made a decision as an organization that this is going to be our guy. We felt comfortable enough to bring him in, so I'm not going to judge him on that. I like Jameis as well. He's a good kid. He's had his, issues off the field. Obviously not too outrageous as Deshaun's were, but, I don't get into all that. I try to just stay focused on what the team's doing, how they're playing. You know, are we winning? Are we making the playoffs? That's what I care about for this team. All the other stuff is just outside noise, is, what they say. I'm a fan of the game. That's all it is. I'm a fan of the game, a fan of the team. I love the city of Cleveland. I just want to see them win.
Are you a fan of what you saw from DeJuan Jones at left tackle against the Ravens?
I am. I thought he played a very good football game. We were very solid. The protection was good. We ran the ball well. I'm very excited for that. I wasn't really expecting that from him. That's a position he hasn't played here in the NFL, and he did, and I thought he did really well.
So with that, Jed Wills was back to practice this week. Jed Wills or DeJuan Jones at left tackle on Sunday, who you got?
I think you got to go with Jones. He played well enough to give himself another opportunity to play on Sunday.
Pink, did you see, beyond just the fact that they were obviously better and they didn't do whether it's the pre-snap penalties or any of the stuff that made us groan, the offensive line gave, I want to say it was Jameis, four and a quarter seconds of protection on Sunday, which is, unheard of, quite frankly, in today's NFL. When it comes to this offensive line, was it just they were better, or did you see any kind of changes up front schematically, stylistically, that led to that performance? He's thinking. All right, I'm going to pop Pink on hold there. Jason Pinkston on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. In reality, I think we saw a better offensive line because I think I think the quarterback has had a better feel for what to kind of expect. And honestly, I think the quarterback was more confident and decisive. I thought the offensive line playing better, I think more than anything, that was more about the quarterback than just about anything on Sunday. So I wasn't surprised that all of a sudden the offensive line looked better. Pink, we got you, buddy?
Yep, sorry about that. Yeah, as I was saying, I said the guys, they look really good, look like a whole completely different group out there. I thought they were a big key to the Browns winning that football game, and I look forward to seeing them on Sunday, put another one together. They played extremely well together. It looked like a completely different group. Whatever was said, whatever they did that week of practice, it was phenomenal.
All right. Now, I know this just passed, so this might feel like we're jumping past something, but I had to ask you because Joe Burrow came out and had some – they said he's not a Halloween guy, despite the last 2 years before that dressing up for Halloween – like a clown. I'm curious, are you a Halloween guy, yay or nay?
I am. I like it. I think it's for the kids. I think it's pretty cool what Miles does when he puts all the quarterback helmets out in his yard. I'm okay with it. I like it. It's just something different. I don't get into all the Devil's Night things and BS of that, but the kids like it. I have a 11-year-old daughter, 5-year-old son. I want to dress up and go out and trick or treat. I'm for them. If that's what they love to do, then I'm gonna go out and take them to it.
Pig, I asked you if you liked Halloween, not Satan.
Well, growing up, my grandma always used to say that's Devil's Night, so we weren't allowed to trick or treat. So that's where I got it from.
Wait, you're a big dude. How did you sustain without I think 25% of my pre-diabetic condition is owed to Halloween?
Oh, trust me. We went out and we get out and fill our pillow sacks up with all kind of candy, double back hit multiple houses. So we went, but it was frowned upon in my grandmother's house that, she didn't support that. She was a Jehovah Witness.
I've heard they do not like the satanic holidays. Just kidding, it's Halloween. But you know what I'm saying. Jason Pinkston on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did somebody just yell four?
We yelled four. Yes, we did. Yep.
Was that on you?
That was not on me. I'm waiting to tee off. I'm last here.
Ooh.
It's okay. It's my brother-in-law. He's a Yinzer, so he doesn't count. So
of course.
We don't worry about him.
All right.
We don't worry about him.
So I'd like you to take an answer, tee off. No curse words, Pink, okay? But is there a chance I can hear you tee off, or are you waiting for the end of this call to tee off?
Nope, I'm teeing off right now.
All right.
I will tee off right now. I'm going to have my buddy, who's a postmaster of Buffalo, hold this phone so you can hear.
All right.
You ready?
Remember, no swear words.
I'm ready.
No swear words.
This is for you, Nick. This is for the boys.
I think I heard him.
Oh, actually, it's in the middle of fairway.
That's the Nick Wilson guarantee right there, Pink. That was not going to happen. That was not going to happen unless I was on the phone with you while it happened.
I can almost guarantee you were 100% correct.
Yeah, it's funny about that. I can't hit the thing damn straight, but somehow I'm responsible for your golf success. Pink,
hey, sometimes you need a little bit of confidence. That's all.
That's everybody says. Nick Wilson instills confidence. No, nobody says that. Did you see the Mike Tannenbaum, Myles Garrett trade suggestion this morning?
I did not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I did not, but I'm not going to listen to it. Myles Garrett is a Cleveland Brown. He is a cornerstone of our organization, our city, our town. That guy's going to be a Brown until he retires.
I love that. Now I'm going to tell you what it is. 3 first-round picks, a 2026 second-round pick in Jahmyr Gibbs for Myles Garrett to go to the Lions. Are you still saying no?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That's kind of hard to pass up, but we don't do hypotheticals here, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it till the offer sent in.
Do you think if the Browns win on Sunday, does it change the approach at the deadline, or do you think guys like Za'Darius Smith are gone regardless?
You know what, I think it may. You know, I think it does change. I don't know what we'll get for Za'Darius, excuse me. Beating Baltimore, and then if you go out here and win this game versus the Chargers, and then you go into a bye week, I think you're feeling pretty good about yourself, that you can rebound and you really give yourself a chance here in the second half of the season. You know, get some guys that are banged up a little bit healthy, and you give it everything you got, and let's see if we can make a run out of here now. You know, I think the AFC is still wide open. And, you know, we have an opportunity. Jameis is he played pretty well. I know one says, oh, well, they dropped 3 picks, but they didn't catch him. So, you know, he looked pretty good. If he can continue to lead the offense and, you know, we start, you know, getting Nick Chubb going here and get him running the ball pretty well and we win some games, our defense is obviously playing a little bit better for us. I think who knows what's going to happen here.
All right, Pink, this is not a trap question, but we started with Myles' faux guarantee. You and I stopped picking these games like 4 weeks ago. Can I get you to guarantee a win on Sunday against the Chargers?
21-17 Browns. I will be in attendance to this football game. I'll be in town for it. I'm doing something with the Browns to salute the service for this weekend for our vets. I'm going for a win. I'm guaranteeing a win here. We are going to win this football game.
I mean, now I got to see if I can get you on the show in studio on Monday.
So I'll be in town Monday. I'm taking my kids to the Cavs game Monday night. Give me a call Monday. I'll be available. I'll send the wife off to Beachwood Mall. She'll be out of my hair. We can sit down and talk in studio.
I love to hear that. Pink, enjoy the rest of your golf game. Again, anything good that happens is because you and I just talked. Anything bad that happens, it's your brother-in-law, the Yinzer's fault.
100%. Very accurate. Yes, sir.
By the way, be honest. Did you forget about our call today and that's why you're golfing right now?
I did not. I golfed yesterday. I played pretty well. But you know what? I'm coming back again. My buddy's the postmaster in Buffalo. He flew back into town. I said, we're golfing. So, you know, I don't get to see him often. He's out of town in Buffalo. But so my buddy's in town. And I said, you know what? We're going to go out and hit the links again. It's a little chilly. No playoff football for us tonight. We have a bye. And we're on the links.
I don't have a buddy that's a postmaster of Buffalo or anywhere. So I like the flex, Pink. Keep it up, buddy. Appreciate you, and maybe we'll see you on Monday, okay?
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Go Browns.
Go Browns. Jason Pinkston there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If you, too, want me to fix your golf game, screw Cameo. All right, I'm blowing this out of the water right now. I will offer for a fee. I will offer to call you in the middle, right, like in the middle of a random round of golf, 18 holes. We're professionals here, and I will call you and we'll talk as you're leading up to the tee box. Because what I think happened was, because I'm going to continue to take credit for his good swing, I think I got him out of his dome. Like so much of golf is just don't be up in your dome. Don't be thinking about this too much. It's why I suck at golf, because I'll be confident for 90 seconds leading up to teeing off. And then when I tee off, as I'm sitting there getting ready to swing, hey, don't mess this up. And that's when I lose it. $300 a call. I mean, again, I'm fixing your golf game. 216-474-0092. Did I make Jason Pinkston better today? We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns and Miles Guarantee next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.